Okay, let's review Pasuk Yudalit. Yiriyah says, Rifaini Hashem Hashem, you heal me, Ve'irafi, and I will be healed. Hoshieini, save me, Ve'ivasher, I will be saved. Ki Sihilo Siyata, you are the source of my prayer. We discussed, yes, let's run through the Mitzvot very quickly again. Pasuk Yudalit, Mitzvot. Rifaini Omar Hanavi. The Navi says, is this working? No, it's not working.
No,
the battery's good.
It was working this morning.
Battery's good.
We changed the battery.
Battery's good. The battery's on. Okay, very good. Okay, good. Yashu Koyach, thank you. Okay, for any Hashem, the Erafe, let's see the Mitzvah, the Stavah, Pasuk Yudalid. Rifaini Amar Hanavi Kishaato Tar Terape Oisi Eheye Mirpe. When you, Hashem, heal me, I will truly be healed. Ulutosefes Beor, Omar. And in order to elaborate upon this theme, he says, Hoshieini Min HaKamim Olai, save me from those who rise up against me. The Ozden Eheye Noisha, I will be saved. Ritzon Olaimar, Ein Biyad Mili Hoshia Li Zulosecha, there is no one that can save me other than you. And he's repeating this theme first in the forms of refuah, healing, and then he refers to the same concept in terms of being saved from human beings. People are coming to attack in Kisi Lo Siyata, B'chanin Mishalel, in you I praise, Loimar, I take pride, saying, Sha'ata Elokei Yishu, you are the God who will bring about my salvation. Okay, let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yudalet, Kisi Lo Siyata, B'choni mishalelu mispo'er loymar she'ata moshi'i, it is in you who I pride, I take pride and glory in recognizing that you are the source of my salvation. Silosi, okay, when Mechol's not here, this is a French word, obviously, which means praise. Okay, let's see the Radak, Pasuk Yudalet says, Rafaini Hashem hu bikesh rufua min hamaka v'hakoev, he is seeking healing from wounds. Ve'akoev kemosh amar loma haya keivi netzach umakosi anusha. So he's going back to what we learned a few psukim before, where Yirmiyah said that he is suffering greatly. He is in very deep pain, a pain that is extremely painful. And umakosi anusha ve'akov ve'hamaka. Now, what exactly is so? Then the Radak here says something very important: that this sickness is not necessarily a physical ailment; rather, it's psychological suffering. Ve'hamaka, the pain and the wound that we are referring to, kemoshe pirashnuhu habizui ve'hakilala. It is the disgrace. It is the humiliation and the curse. Ki sihilo siyata, you are the source of my prayer. Ani mishalel b'choshe katzlin b'yadam. It is in you, I take praise in you that you will save me from their hands. Okay, so before we go to the next pasuk, let's review very quickly some of the yisoides of this pasuk. There are two forms of healing. Rifo'eini Hashem ve'ei rafei. There's a double form of healing, which means, as we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf. Hashem, heal my neshama from its sickness. Once my neshama has been healed, Mimela, it will trickle down the healing to the body. Anytime a person is suffering an ailment in his body, that is an indication that there is a sickness in the neshama. No one today would dare claim that they're on the Madrega to tell you they know what this means, because no one can dare do such a thing, even though some people claim they know these reasons. I always remember, it always reminds me when I was in 8th grade, my English teacher, not even talking about a Rebbe, I had an English teacher who was a Rebbe in the morning. He was a Rebbe in the morning in another yeshiva, and to supplement his income, he taught us, I don't even remember what he taught us. He taught us anything.
He babysat.
And I was then suffering from excruciating canker sores. What do they call it? Called canker sores, cold sores. And so he said to me very seriously, he said, you know why? You know why you have those cold sores? It's because you spoke Lashon Hara. He spoke Like, you know, so tell this to a child, maybe, you know, it's very dangerous. It's a terrible thing to say that, because maybe the child will believe you. And no one today is on a madrigal to tell you, knows why bad things happen.
Traumatized.
No one can tell you. No one knows these things. But even though you can't say it, and there's no way a person can say you shouldn't think, but there is truth to it. I mean, there is, theoretically, we say it in Nusach Hatzilah. There's a physical ailment. This reflects that in the neshama there's a problem. And the physical ailment is just a physical manifestation of an ailment in the neshama. So when we daven for the refuah of the neshama, and the mela, the guf will be healed. And that's what the pasuk here alludes to, for any the repetition. All the commentators say this idea. I saw this today, I was looking first of all, say this, Rav Eli Hashem Ve'erofe, Refuas HaNefesh, or Refuas HaGuf. Another nice thing I came across is that in the past and the future, a person is always vulnerable to becoming sick. The body is always constantly proactive, that it should not... Dr. Friedman, is that so? That the body is always under attack.
Your immune system
is
always fighting.
It's always fighting. There's always some predator. There's always some type of some sickness which is trying to come upon the body, and the body has to continuously be proactive in preventing itself from becoming sick. A person always needs refuah. It's a very interesting concept that Hashem created the person in the matzah where he's always under attack. He always needs to protect himself. You would not think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do that to a person. A person should be in a world where everything is peaceful and something goes wrong, so then you find a solution. But it seems that the person is always battling. It's a constant battle. So it says here, Rifa'eni, heal me from the past. This is the first Rifa'eni is a reference to from past sicknesses. A person, Rahman Mitzlan, already has succumbed. He has already fallen ill. He needs to be uplifted. He needs to be healed. And through that healing, the Eirofei, I will develop an immunity to the future, not to get sick again, like vaccination. I'm going to put myself in the matzah where I'm taka sick. You actually get a teeny mashu of the disease. And the body now goes into full swing, into battle mode. And heal me from the sickness, and by doing so, I have now fortified my system, my immune system, in order to prevent me in the future from becoming sick. That's the repetition. See, it's a version of the year we knew how science works. Before Eini, heal me from the past sickness, Hashem, so that the Eirofei in the future, I will not have measles, mumps, and all these other things, because I'm now immune to this type of disease.
So why do we say
Neirofe? We're Blushin Rabin. The Nun is Blushin Rabin. Refa'enu is everything. We take this exact expression and we just change it to Blushin Rabin. The Koyach of the Rabin is much greater than the Koyach of the Yochad. Yirmi here is referring to himself, but we have adapted this expression in Blushin Rabin. Refa'enu Hashem v'neirofe Hoshi'enu v'nivasheya. That's all we do. Kisi losenu ota. You are the source of our praise. Okay, but we mentioned that idea is a very important idea. Kisi losenu. The first time we find refuah, very quickly review. It's Kedak Techazer is from Oz Yashir. Vayomer Hashem kol hamachla shasanti v'mitzrayim lo yosim aloch ki'ani Hashem oifecha. That is the concluding pasuk of Shiras Hayom. And therefore, since we find refuah is associated with praise of Hashem, therefore we are grouped together. So also, we say in the brach of Yoitzer Hamayros, Boirei Refuois Noira Sihilois. Why are those two grouped together in the brach of Berachat Hashem Yoitzer Hamayros? When Hashem is Boirei Refuah. Noira Sihilas. The praises are awesome, and that's what it says over here. Refa'ini Hashem ki Sihilas Siyata. I always wonder what they should have every year, a day by the Goyim, in the whole world, a day devoted to give Shevach v'Hoidata Hashem for all of the new refuels that were discovered in the previous year. I mean, it was a fact. There are things every single year. There are new discoveries. There are new revelations, and and people today are able to live.
Unfortunately, there are also new diseases.
Okay, that's okay. But there's no question about it. I mean, there are many, many things today that years ago, I mean, even the years ago, a person had another chance. They were gone. And today they can live a regular, healthy life. They have full cures. And the Torah is very demanding. When a refuah is discovered, when a refuah to a machlo is discovered, it is deserving a day of an expression of tehillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look what we have now. We have a refuah for something that we didn't have. I mean, everyone knows different examples of this concept, that years ago it would have been curtains, and today, Baruch Hashem, people can live very, very long. Like you say, because people are living longer, so now they get new diseases, new things happen to them. They never. Years ago, people didn't live to such a long age where they had to worry about all these other things which come to a person when they're in their old age. And achnami, but at least they're living there. They're living much longer. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tes Vav. Hine Heima Omer Melayim. Ayei Dvar Hashem Yavoyna. Now this theme we had before in different words, and so we review again all the repetition. Why there's so much repetition in the Sefer, I do not know, but he's coming over here to describe how the people mocked him, and they would say to Yirmiyah, "You're predicting gloom and doom. We don't believe you. You're a liar. Everything you say is not true. It's not going to happen. If you're really right that the gloom and doom, the apocalypse, is coming upon us, let it come already. Prove it. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's see. Let's see it happen." Hine, you say Yamim. Hine Heim Oimim. Yirmiyah says they say to me, Ayei Dvar Hashem, and they mock me by saying Yavoyno. Let it come and let's see what happens. Let's see the Tzuvos of the Pasuk Tezvav. Hine Heima Hakam Malai Oimim Malai Bilag. In mockery. Ayei Dvar Hashem, Yavayatav, let it come now, Venira Im Ha'emes Itchal, let's see if the truth is with you. Ki Yachshuhu Shemimlibi Ani Boidim Lissinosi Oysam, they think, Shemimlibi, from my own heart, Ani Boidim, I lie, Lissinosi Oysam. The only reason why I say these horrible things to them is because I hate them. I'm just looking for their harm. So, and Yirmiyah said this, it could not be further than the truth. Let us see the Rashi. Pasuk Hezvav, Hine Dvar Hashem, Hapur'aniyos Sha'ata Misnabei. The people say, Ayei Dvar Hashem, where is the Paranius which you predict? It has not come. Pasuk Hezvav in the Mitzuda in the Radak, Hine Heima Dvar, they say to me, where is the Dvar Hashem? Sha'ata Oimer She'achereth Ha'aretz. What do you have? Sha'ato in the Radak. Pasuk Tetzvav in the Radak. Hine. Sheheichar Rev. Thank you. Sheheichar Rev. Haaretz. You predict the earth will be destroyed. Yavoyna. Let it come. Ki ein anachnu maminim. We do not believe. Ki Hashem. Diber lahachadif. Iroi Hashem. We don't believe that Hashem has spoken to destroy his city. And let indeed it come. And here is now going into Tetz Zayin. Is a Yirmiyah response. And he responds in very powerful words, and I guess all public servants can say the same thing. I was never in a rush to be a shepherd. I mean, I shouldn't say all public servants. Some people, they'll do anything to be the president of the United States. They'll suffer all the humiliation possible in order to get the government. But here, Yirmiyah is saying, I never wanted this job. I was recruited by Hashem before I existed. Va'ani I loy atzdi. I was not anxious. Is that really good? Is that a really good word? Atzdi, they overly translate it as anxious. I don't know if that's really... What does it say over here? It's not the right word. In Mitsudo, Sion, it says, Inyan mihiros, swift. What?
Hasten.
Swift. I was never in a rush. Anxious has a connotation of nervousness, of...
Edgy.
Edgy. That's not. I don't know why they selected that word for atzdi in the art scroll. They must have a reason. But here, the Mitzudo Sion, he used the word mihiros, which means I wasn't in a rush. He said this in the second kina. Eicha atzda v'apecha laharoig biad adoimim emunecha. Or how were you quick, Hashem? Why were you so quick, swift in your anger to bring destruction upon your loyal people through the Romans? So here is the same exact word. He was not swift to come. The Mitzudos David Pasik, let's go further to Pasik, to be your shepherd. I was not swift to seek the service of being the shepherd acharecha, after your people. And the day of distress, and the day of anush, which means the day of suffering for the people, lo hisavesi, I do not yearn for. It's a lie. The claim the people are lodging against me, that I yearn, I have a taiva, that they should suffer, is 100% not true. I have no taava, desire, that they should suffer a day of anush. Ato yodoto, you Hashem know, you know this to be true. Motzos sefosai, the words that come forth from my mouth are noichach ponecho hoya, were directed towards your presence, your face, meaning that you know everything I did was l'shem shamayim. Every word that came out of my mouth, it was noichach ponecho. I was well aware that you were listening to my words. That's an amazing Muslim, because that's what we don't. We always forget. We talk. We don't realize that everything that we say is being recorded. Everything is being recorded. And Yirmiyah says, I was very aware on this. Therefore, I did not chas shalom want to bring any harm upon my people. Let's see the Mitzudos Sabbath Pasuk Tezayin Vani Av Vani Loi Miharti Nihiyos Roya Acharecha. I never was quick to be a shepherd after you in order to graze your sheep and to prophesy for these people. As Yirmiyah said in the beginning of the Sefer, I do not know how to speak, I'm a nar. The yom anur shlo hisavesi, the af achar shehalachti l'nabayit shlo birutzonim, even after I was forced to give up a prophecy against my will, lo hayisi misadel l'nabayit aleihem sheyavo yom anur. I never had a desire to prophesy about gloom and doom, that churban will come to these people. And Hashem, you know this is true. I'm not making this up. Ato yodato, kikeinu, you know it to be so. Motzose fosai, mashe spalalti aleihem halo hoyo mul ponecha. The Mitzudos here is a very interesting translation to the words, the motzose fosai. It does not refer to his prophecy, but rather refers to his tfilos. When Yirmiyah was mispalal to Hashem, you know it was all mul ponecha, ho'oimer, haloi loirotzisi l'nabos lahem, uvavoi elai nevuas per onios. And when, it's an amazing insight into how it worked by a prophet, how the process worked. When a prophecy entered into my mind, the first thing I didn't just, that's my mission. That's my mission. I have an address, I have to go to these people and give over the words. I didn't go. The first thing I did was I was mispalel to you, Hashem, to be mevatel, the harsh gezerah. And that's what it means in Motzose Fosai. That's how he interprets this pasuk. It's an amazing interpretation. The moment you gave me over a prophecy of gloom and doom, the first thing was I gave forth a tefillah that these horrible things should not happen. And they think that from my heart I fabricated all of these harsh prophecies due to my hatred for them. And there could be nothing that's further than the truth than this. Let's see the Mitzudos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Tezayin says, Vani lo yatzi, I was not lo miharti lizar zoch lehaviam mihios roye toiv mechazer acharecha levakesh aleihem rachamim. I was never swift. Lizar zicha. I don't want to tell the words of Rashi. Lo atzatzti, lo miharti lizar zicha. lahaviam, to bring them, miyos roye, to be a shepherd. I think it was to mean simply, I was not swift to take this job. I never wanted the job, but instead, toiv mechazer acharecha, levakesh alehem rachamim. It would be better to seek their good. Their good. I'm not sure how you put the words in order.
It's not smooth flowing.
So it must be an interpretation. Let's try. What?
The translation.
Yeah, yeah.
Did not hasten to urge you to bring them, because I am a good shepherd.
Because I am a good shepherd. Roye toiv, he had had the next words.
Who goes after you to beg mercy for them.
What does that mean? I did not hasten to urge you.
Loi miharti lazarzes.
To bring the paranas.
Lehaviyam. There are a lot of missing words here.
Bring the paranas, like you said.
I was not swift to urge you to bring upon them paranas, but instead, I'm a good shepherd, mihiyos, being that royetoid, I'm a good shepherd, and it was my goal, mechazer acharecha, I would pray to you, levakesh alehem rachamim. I would entreat you to bring upon them mercy. Alright, something along those lines, that the idea of the pasuk is very similar to the way the Mitzudos explained the simple meaning of the pasuk. The next words are, v'yoyim anosh cholish l'pananas loy hisavesi, I did not yearn for punishment. The Yonas Antirogame Va'ano Loy Akhves Al Memroch, I did not hold back Al Memroch Milhisnabois Alehen Milhisnab Aya Alehon Leo Savoson Lidchaloch. Okay, I don't know what this means.
I didn't hold back.
Loshnat Hargum Ye Atti Loshan Equals. A new translation of the pasuk means to hold back. I did not hold back from giving over your message, ulahashivam elecha, and from attempting to return them to you, if they would listen to me. So he interprets the pasuk very differently. Maybe that's what the word Rashi means. But at least according to the Targum, to withhold, I did not hold back. I did not hold back. I fulfilled your mission. You sent me on a mission to give over harsh words, even though it was difficult for me to do so. I did not hold back, and I did it. I did your bidding. So you have two translations. The word atzdi means swiftness, or it means I did not hold back. Where does the word atzdi come from that it means hold back? I do not know. But I certainly do not know why here in this wonderful edition of the Yirmiyah from Art Scroll, they translate the word, I was not anxious to become a shepherd. Anxious, in my limited knowledge of vocabulary, does not seem to be a precise translation for either one of these two interpretations.
If you take it to being, I didn't have anxiety, but it means I was reluctant,
but that's not what anxious is.
Well,
I wasn't
eager.
Anxious,
wasn't anxious in a sense of eager.
I was not anxious.
I have a feeling that if everyone in the room was given the assignment to translate the pasuk and they would study Rashi and the Mitzudos, they would not use the word anxious. No, I just don't think it just doesn't. All right, let's see the Radak. Maybe
just one word, one line over here. He says, "Rotze loma lo bikashti ani b'mhiris malas hanavua mikol." I'm not, I didn't ask you what the exact purpose of the nevua was.
So who is the Malvin says this?
No, I'm looking at the
Rabbi now. Rabbi Nachman here.
So he says that I'm still praying for it to avoid the galus, to avoid korban. That's how he goes on in the pasuk over here.
All right, let's see. Look over here, the Radak. One more interpretation. What?
Can we have the atznu in the slichos?
Well, you have in the chumash v'ni atznu.
There means to the
hurry, no?
Hurry? That's with a nun. Niat niatsuni. That's a different word. Here's the tough. Atzta. The tough. Here is the tough. Is the tough here. Simply means Eicha atzta viapecha laabed viad adonim emunecha. It means swiftness. That's how Rashi and the Mitzudos, they both translate very clearly. It means miharti. Miharti, they both are consistent. The Targum is saying, a new interpretation, I did not hold back. Ikafti. La ikafti milem Elohem shlichusecha uli ashiva melecha. I did not hold back from giving over your message and from attempting to return them to you if they would have listened to me. I am a faithful servant, Hashem. I did your bidding, and there's no need and reason why I should be tormented and suffer this humiliation and disgrace and harassment from these people. There's one more interpretation of the pasuk from the Radak. It's a little bit different. Ani loy atzti loy dochakti atzmo v'loy. I did not push atzmo. And I don't know why he says atzmo. Say atzmi atzmo, referring to himself in third person. V'lo dochakti. I did not push mizeh hadavar she'ehye roye acharecha. I was not dochakti. I did not worry. Maybe that's more consistent with being anxious. Anxious. He doesn't say, the Radak does not say the word miharti, he does not say the word ikafti. He has two words, dochakti and doagiti. I did not push myself and I was not worried. To be your shepherd. I never wanted this job. I never pushed for this job, and I never felt that it was my calling. I was doyeg. I was concerned that this is what I need to do with my life, to be a shepherd for you, Hashem. All right, something along those lines. Next word of the pasuk. V'lo yoyim anush. Next word of the radak. Anush. Lo yisaveis. Ki yodati ki yoyim anush yihye li yoyim hanavua. Okay, so this is new. This is a new interpretation that none of the commentators until now have said. Because according to what we've learned so far, the word Anush is a reference to the people. I never predicted, never wanted to predict for the Klal Yisrael a day of Anush, of pain. That's not what the Radak says. I never wanted the day of my speech, the day that I related, gave over, conveyed your message, was a very painful day for me. It was very painful for me to get the words out of my mouth and give over the message of what is going to happen to Klal Yisrael. The Yom Anush lo hisavesi ki yodati, I know ki Yom Anush yihye li, it would be for me a day of sickness. Yom Hanavua, the day that I give over the prophecy. Avol ato yu hechrachti oisi, but you force me, Hashem, to give over the prophecy. And now he translates the word with precision. Yom Anush, Yom Chazok v'kaved, a day of difficulty. Motsa sefasai, shamarti lecha hinei lo yodati daber kinar onoichi. The words of my lips, so it's not the tefillah. This is a new interpretation. It's just saying that when the beginning of the Sefer Yirmiyahu, when Yirmiyahu says, Ribbono Shel, you got the wrong guy. I'm not your man. I'm not the person that's fit for this mission. I'm not a person that knows how to speak. The Yonis interrogating, that's what it means. It's Noichach Ponecha Hoye, was in front of you at all points in time. The Yonis interrogating, he's repeating over here, Mimemroch Melehis Naba'o Alehon V'goymer Kibamud, I did not hold back. I did not hold back from giving over the words of Nevuah. I did what you told me to do. All right, so let's review this very complex pasuk, which is subject to much interpretation and many interesting ideas. So we go back to the first interpretation of Ani loy atzti meiroye acharecha. Either it means I was not swift, I was not eager to be a shepherd on behalf of you for your children, or I did not hold back from being a shepherd on your behalf when you recruit me for the job. That means one of two things. Either it means I did not wish to reveal to Klal Yisrael that days of pain and suffering are going to come upon them. I had no desire. I had no desire to do this. Or it means I had no desire to give over the message because it would be for me a very painful day to give over these very harsh words. And then we wind down. The words of my mouth are before you always. According to the Mitzudos, this means that when you gave me the mission of giving over harsh words of prophecy, the first thing that I did was pray. I was oymed b'tfila that you should be mevatel the harsh gezerah. According to the Radak, it means, Hashem, remember what I told you when you recruited me in day one. I told you I'm not fit for the job. I'm not qualified, I'm not fit, I'm not right, I don't want the job, and therefore don't hold me accountable if I fail in my mission. Next, Pasek Yud Zayin, Al Tiye Li Limchita, do not cause me to be crushed, dismayed, shever. Look at the Mitzvah Seal Limchita, Inyan Shever. Do not allow me to be broken. Please protect me, strengthen me. Do not allow the people and my mission to crush me, to break me. Machasi ata you Hashem are my shelter biyom ra'ah on a day of evil. And day of evil over here, of course, refers to the day that he gives over the prophecy, or the day of Churban that's coming to Klal Yisrael. Let's see the Pasuk Yud Zayin in the Mitzudos David. Al Tihiyeh, let it Tihiyeh. Lochain Sha'alti, I ask from you, Al Tiye Li Hanavu Limchshol Ulamachta. Do not allow my prophecy to be a source of stumbling and being broken. Haloi Me Oilam, from day immemorial, Atomach Sibi Amroy, you are the source of my shelter on a day of evil, Lazeh Hashemi Gamata. Therefore, I ask you, Hashem, to save me now as well. Rashi, Pasik Yud Zayin, Al Tiye Li Limchita. Al yihi shluchas shilichu secha limechita. Do not let it be my mission, the source of my destruction. When I go to give over your words of prophecy, I am in mortal danger. They're out to kill me. Do not let my mission be the cause of my demise. Radak, Pasuk Yizayin, Al tiye li limechita kilaymar. Al tigram li binivwasit sheye mechta lifnehem. I should be broken before them. Machsiata biyom ra'ah, biyom shechashim olai ra'ah. On the day when they try to assassinate me, ata machsi, you are to be the source of my refuge. V'chein ta'aseh tamid shle'achas lifnehem. I should not be broken before them. Kimoy sheiftachtani, as you promised me in the past. Next pasuk, pasuk yudches. Yevoshu rodfai, let those who pursue me, let them be embarrassed. V'al evosha ani, and let not me be embarrassed. Yechotu hema, let they be crushed. V'al echato ani, and let and I shall not be broken. Havi aleihem yom ra'ah, bring upon them a day of evil. U'mishnesh shibaron shavrein, and bring upon them a double degree of with a double degree of brokenness. Let them be destroyed. Doubling is always a very powerful concept in Tanakh. This week's parsha, Shabbos Nachamu, Nachamu Nachamu Esami, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, Yemar Eloi Keichem, Nachamu Nachamu B'loshen Rabin. Chazal, in fact, Darshan is very great significance in the repetition of Nachamu Nachamu.
Yeah.
Here also, because the doubling, it's not just on you to say it twice. It means the ultimate, extreme. And here Yirmi is using this expression of Mishnesh Shibaron, a double dosage of Churban. Shavreim should come and break and destroy these people. Pasuk Yichas of the Mitzvah Stavid, Yevoshu Rodfai Ve'es Yelchu Goyla, let my enemies be put to shame when they go into exile. When they go into exile, they'll know that I was right. My prophecy was correct. Yechatu Heim Yishbu B'yad Oiv, let them, my enemies, be broken to the enemy. U'mishnesh Shibaron Shever Kaful, a double brokenness. Ritzon Olaymar Shever Al Shever Shevam, a double degree of brokenness. Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches Yevoshu Rodfai Anshe Anosos Levadam. Okay, this goes back to a theme that we discussed in the past, that the only ones that Yirmi really had it out for big time were the people of Anosos, his hometown where he lived, because those were the ones who wanted to assassinate him, and therefore he hated them with a very deep hatred. But other people, the people in Yerushalayim, it seems, he did not hate them to the same degree. Radak Pasik Yud Ches Yevoshu Rotfai, let my enemies be broken. Haba Alehem Acha Shem Oim, let Chove Alehem, bring upon them. Achar, after Shehim, Oimim Yavo No Chove Oisalehem. In other words, he's going back to the previous pasuk. What were they mocking? How were they mocking Yirmiyah? Yirmiyah, you claim that Hashem is going to bring Korban? Let it come. Bring it on. So Yirmiyah says to Hashem, that's right, bring it on, exactly. What they want, give it to them. U'mishne shibidon shavreim, their brokenness should be a double brokenness. U'mishne einem samoch ki hu nakut segol. So he says over here the word mishne is not to be connected to the previous word. Yoim ra'ah, in other words, don't say it means yoim ra'ah u'mishne. That's incorrect. Because then it should say yoim ra'ah u'mishno. The fact that it says u'mishne indicates that it's not part of the previous expression. And therefore it's part of the word shibaron. It's a double shibaron. Circumcise as space is all shenis commercial irrational. Okay,
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. Why is his program
mishneh kesef?
If he's trying to show that
mishnah
is a distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't say that. Okay.
He's saying. Okay, I'm not really. I'm not sure. I don't know. But it means a double dosage of brokenness shall come upon these people. All right. Let's leave it with that. Now we begin a new theme. Okay, this is a very important theme, and it has caught the attention of a lot of the commentators. And it's a very popular theme. It's very real. It's very practical, and that is the kiddush of Shabbos Chodesh, and especially it's very interesting, especially specifically the inyan of carrying on Shabbos. Okay, the Masechta Shabbos begins with the Melacha of Chaytzah. And the first thing you learn in Masechta Shabbos is why from all of the Lamites Melachos did Masechta Shabbos begin with the Locha of Chaytzah v'Hachnasa. L'chayor, you should start with Bishul, cooking, food. Judaism is all about food. No, is it not? Bishul. I mean, that's why it's such a big holiday. You can't eat. So, why is starting with Chaytzah? So Tosfos there says the reason why we started with Chaytzah is a melacha gerua. It's a very weak melacha. All of the 38 of the 39 melachos, there is a transformation. There is a degree of creativity. There is a degree of change. When you cook, you change raw material into a new product. When you plant, when you make clothing, when you build, all the various categories of the Lamites Melachos, in each category has many different stages. Building has many different stages. Cooking has many different stages. Baking has many different stages. Planting has many different stages. But all of these stages, in each stage, you're doing something constructive. You are transforming raw material.
Complex.
You're transforming raw material into something new. There is creative labor. Whereas Chaytzah is the only melacha where you have not done anything creative to the object itself. All you have done is transferred it from one domain to another domain. But the object remains exactly the same. And therefore a person in his mind, if he would not have any other sources, would not assume that it's forbidden to do something like this on Shabbos. I have not changed the object in any form whatsoever. This is what it says in the very first places on Shabbos. And therefore, in order to be mechazik and to reinforce such a concept, no, this is also forbidden on Shabbos. It seems that this issue of carrying on Shabbos was a very big issue going back in the time of Yirmiyah. I mean, today we know that this is the hot potato in many communities. Is the area of good or is the area of no good? And okay, besides of all of the technical laws of the Eruv, of putting up an Eruv and all the complex issues which come up, it appears also you can't deny the fact that there's a hashkafic issue as well. Is that in order to mechazek inyan of Shabbos, even if there are leniencies to rely upon in how to construct an Erev. Shabbos is Shabbos. There's a certain inyan about carrying that has taken on a life of its own. We all know this to be true. Obviously, you have to have a balance. This halacha, and okay, we're not going. There's no end to this, how much you can, how many sources there are for these both sides of the coin of Erev versus not Erev, chulu. But here we see that this was a major problem during the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. People were carrying on Shabbos, and Yirmiyahu now devotes a major chunk to this problem, and he says until the end of the parashah, and if only you will be careful in the observance of Shabbos, specifically in not carrying on Shabbos, then the Churban's not going to happen. Very interesting. So let's see. Ko yomar Hashem Eli. So says Hashem, we'll do all the psukim in one shot, at least many of them in one shot. Ko yomar Hashem Eli, ko yomar Eli, haloich go, v'yamarta b'sha'ar beis ha'om. And stand, b'nei ha'am, stand in the gate of the people, meaning in the gate of Yerushalayim. Asher yavoyvoy, which through enter this gate, Malchei Yehuda, v'asher yetzu, the kings of Yehuda, they enter and they exit, v'chol sharei Yerushalayim, and furthermore go out into all of the gates of Yerushalayim. Before we go first, I want to point out them first, we explain this, because that Yerushalayim was a city, was a walled city, which were you were allowed to carry. Yerushalayim had the best Erev possible. The best possible Erev because it had a wall all four sides. See, a lot of the Erev that we have today is a very big kula because we don't have, it's not Oymeid, Meruba, then the parts. And that's a kula. I mean, many bungalow colonies, you put up poles around the entire bungalow colony, you put up some fishing wire, and you have a tzuras ha-pesach around the entire bungalow colony. And there's only kosher according to that, I think the Mechaber B'dievet. Or not even, maybe.
The problem is that it was originally a sada.
No, that's a karfef. That's another issue.
Most bungalow colonies, they took a field and they made it into a
colony. If you have an area inside the bungalow colony, of an open area, it has to be very, very big. You don't really have those colonies. It's too big. The main issue is you don't have walls. You have an entire area that is made from Mitzur Sapesach. It's kosher, but it's only kosher according to some of the Rishon. It's not kosher universally. The Olam is very makel. We make a lot. But if you can have an Erev where the majority of the enclosed area are solid walls, and the minority, 49%, is closed off with a Tzuras HaPesach, that's a very good Erev. That's a very kosher Erev. I know one community in Lakewood, so they're very proud. They brag that we have in our development, the Erev is an Erev, and it's an Erev L'chol Adeus. It's Oymeid Meruba. Mamish, Oymeid Meruba. I think they even spent a lot of money to have someone come, Mamish, build a wall, a stone wall along a certain area, in order to be mashkin, that they should have Oymeid Meruba. There should be no Shilas, no... Okay, that's a Chumrah.
The houses themselves.
Sometimes. That's the idea. This is Mamish, not the houses, because it's not that the houses are inside. The houses are not on the perimeter. So you want to be able to, the houses are in the middle, and then you want the walkways are on the outside. So you have the area of Oymeid, so Yerushalayim is the best, because Yerushalayim is smash four walls. It's four walls. Holding the sukkahs closed, and there are doors. And the doors are closed at night. So you cannot get better. But what was the problem? They were carrying on Shabbos from Yerushalayim out of Yerushalayim. What's out of Yerushalayim today? What do you go out on Yerushalayim? What's the highway? Going to the highway, whatever it is. Out of Yerushalayim, or from outside Yerushalayim into. So therefore, Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, you don't have to scream about Erev inside Yerushalayim. That's not a problem. But go to the gates, because that's where the Averos are taking place. People are carrying in and out on Shabbos. The Amata B'Sha'ar, by the gate of Vinei Ha'am, Asher Yevoi Voi Malcha Yehuda V'Asher Yo Yetzei Voi V'Chol Shal Yerushalayim Pasek Chof. The Amarta Aleihem, Shimu Dvar Hashem, listen to the word of Hashem. Malchein, the ones that were the culprits, are the kings. The Malchei Yehuda, the Chol Yehuda, the Chol Yosher Yishlaim, the kings, and all Yehuda, the all Yosher Yishlaim, Haboim Bashanim Ha'ele, coming to these gates. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Koymer Hashem, He Shamru B'Nafshoy Seichem, Be guard your neshamos, the Al Tisu Masa, do not carry burdens, B'Yoyim HaShabbos. V'havesem, and bring the burdens v'sharei Yerushalayim. They were carrying, they were taking things from outside Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim. Furthermore, do not take out, do not be nichshol in hoitzah. V'loisot sil masam ibotechem b'yom hashavas. V'chol melacha loisasu, and don't do melacha. What's the melacha? The melacha refers to the melacha of carrying. Carrying is one of the lamed test melacha. It's called the melacha. V'kidashtem, and you shall sanctify es yoim hashavas. Kasher tzivisi es avoyseichem. But v'loi shamu, the people did not listen, v'loi hitu aznam. They did not bend their ear. Vayakshu esar pam. And they hardened, they stiffened their necks. They stiffened their neck, levilti shemoya, not to listen, levilti kachas musar, and not to take musar. Okay, let's do these flipping together before we go too far. Let's start pasuk yitess in the mitzudo stuff. V'shari b'nei ha'am. V'shar shemitzuyim sham b'nei ha'am v'hu ashar shemalcha Yehuda boim l'yotzibo. The gate which people they gather. And what gate? That's the king's gate. King's gate. Is there a king's gate today? I don't think so. But it's the gate where the kings come and go. V'chol v'chein t'ilach v'sam b'chol shari yibushalayim. He sham u'b'nafsho seichem. Ritzen l'aymar. Hayu nishmarim b'davar sheyesh v'yishmir nafsho seichem. Guard yourself, protect yourself in regard to something which is going to cost you your life. The altisu masav yom hashabbos. Do not carry burdens. Lahavi oisa b'sharei Yerushalayim min achutz hachnosa. Pasuk habeis v'loisotziu el achutz hoitza v'chol melacha v'shul melacha. Now the mitzudos types of melacha means other melacha. He's not explaining, like I translated one moment ago, that malacha is a reference back to what we said of doing koitzah v'achmasa. Here he's just giving a general warning. Be careful in the laws of Shabbos. Shabbos is the most central mitzvah for Yadus. And a person, even in halacha, a person to shomer Shabbos, even though he may be nichshol in many, many other averos, he doesn't eat kosher, he doesn't wear tefillin, he doesn't, these are entire samishpacha and all of these other things, but if he keeps Shabbos, then for many areas of halacha, he's mamish, a full-fledged Jew. But if he doesn't keep Shabbos, even though he wears the best, he wears Rabbeinu Tam Tulin every day, and he eats only mahadrin and mahadrin badats, it's not going to make a difference. CRC, it's not going to make a difference because Shabbos is the ikar. Do not sanctify Shabbos. The avos are not listed in the commandments. The vayakshu esarpam who ini melitza. This is an expression. Kiilu niskasho arpam. It's as if your necks have become like a stone. Atshlo yuchlu lachzor pinehem v'lishmoya. You turn your neck away. You don't want to listen, and your necks have become hardened to the degree where it's now impossible for you to turn your face in order to listen to what I have to tell you. They refuse to take Musa from the prophets. Let's see Rashi in these few psukim. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'lasham Ravosechem, Lema Shetzi V'sin, in regard to what I have commanded them.
Actually, holds that this is all these.
Previous generation. This is a carryover.
People now
are following in the ways of their forefathers. The ways of their forefathers. This is already an old problem. The lack of observance of Shabbos. Okay, the Radak here elaborates. Quite a bit on this theme, the major theme over here of Shabbos. He quotes a lot of Midrashim, and he tries to bring out the point. Pasuk Yud Tes, Koyamar Hashem. Now he right away jumps when we have over here Krivach Sif. It says Bnei Om, and it says we read it Bnei Ha'om. Om Kosov, the Korei Ha'om. The Yechad Hu, Elosh Yakosov Chosar, it left out Hey, Hayidia, left out the Hayidia, so why did it leave it out? Beats me. One of the 81 times we mentioned yesterday that we have a Krivach Sif. Asha Yavavo, Techila Kara Bashar. They're the ones that should be giving most to the people. Umash Amar Bashar Bineham Likroy Biosne Am Shanichnasn Yotzimosashar, Kiloy Malchay. This then we go further with the Pasuk we mentioned all the other gates, Kiloy Malchay Yehuda Levad Hayu Nichnasn Yotzimbo, Kim Gama Omhayu Shahayu Shaykhnim Samuchlaushar Hayu Nasim Yotzimbo. Those gates were not used exclusively by the kings. Those gates were used by the entire population. The reason why we refer to the kings is because they were guilty, and the guilt falls upon their shoulders. They are the ones that should be giving this mussar to the people not to carry on Shabbos. But of course, the gate was used by everyone. The Amalo, Yir Hashem says to Yirmiyah, Sheyikor Achar Kein B'chol Shar Yerushalayim, not only in the main gates where the kings enter and leave, but all the gates, Kidei LaHasir Kol Am. Umash Amalo Likor B'shar L'Fishol Yir Machlisim, well, why did Daphne go to the gates? Why did Hashem not instruct Yirmiyah to go to the Bote Kinesios and tell them people not to carry on Shabbos? The answer is, because they'll laugh him out. Yirmiyah, don't you know we have here an Erev? We have an Erev here in the community, and the Erev has the Hechsher of all the Gedolei Yisrael. What are you talking to us, telling us not to carry on Shabbos? You're right. I'm not referring to carrying on the streets. I'm referring to carrying inside and outside of the city. There's no Erev. Because in the city itself there is no issue. Yerushalayim is a good Erev because the doors are closed, it's completely enclosed on all four sides, and to add, the other hider is that the doors are closed. The ain chayav and alechem yishur mishur sarab. Therefore, he told him go to the gates. And that's why he told him dafka by the gates, because the gates is where they go in and out. That's where the violation is taking place. Umash amavloi so tziu masa mibatechem yimasham b'shutanolem chutzli means outside. Umash zohar hava yosim natsa. Why do we focus on? Why did he start with hachnasa? Lefi she Yerushalayim hoya krach gadol. It was a very large city. Of the krach, and in the city, look at this idea. Hameivim yoser min hamoitzim. Imports must exceed exports. That's not true in the healthy economy. Healthy economy, there are more exports than there are imports. So interesting, he said, "Krach." The mitzvah says there are more imports. Very interesting. I think it means different commodities. This is the same thing. History repeats itself. The same way Yirmiyahu over here is coming to criticize the violation of Shabbos here, the Churban Bayis Rishon, Nehemiah later, when they began to build the Bayis Sheni, also criticizes them for carrying on Shabbos. The Yomar, Umeviyim Yerushalayim B'yayim HaShabbos. The Yomar, Umeviyim Yerushalayim. The Yomar, Asher Lo Yiftachum. You should not open the gates at Achar HaShabbos. Umin Orai. I appointed young men to stand as guards that lo yovoi masab yom hashabbos. Hine lo yisilam ella michutz liir. So he's repeating himself. The radak. He went and he criticized them outside the city. I don't know why he's repeating himself. Next question he's asking, why does it say Beloshim Rabim? How many kings already are there? Yirmiyah over here, he's giving the vua at the very end, Yehoyakim, there are only three more kings. Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, and Tzidkiyahu. So what over here is he talking about over here, the many, many kings? And the reason why he says, Malchi Yudu Beloyah Melech Echad, Ritzon Eloymar, Hamelech Ubanov. It's the family. The family, they set the tone. Since, okay, I guess Yechonya, Yehoyachin, and Tzidkiyahu, that's why he calls them Beloshon Rabim. So here we have over here to review all the Yesodis. We start Icarus Hachnasa. The first Pasuk mentions do not bring into the city because there was more imports than exports. The reason why he's not focusing on the people in the city themselves is because it was motul lechatchila to carry in the city itself. That's why he has to go to the place with the gates. The reason why it says Malach Malosh and Rabbim, he's addressing the future kings that are being prepared to take over. And the reason why it says the kings is because they bear guilt, because they are the ones that should be preventing the people from carrying on Shabbos. Okay, let's go further. Now Pasuk Chav Dalet, the Hoya, and now he tells them, just listen to me and everything will be forgiven. The Hoya, and it will be in Shemai Tishmun Elayinu Mashem. The Vilti Havi Masa, if you will listen to what I tell you, not to carry burdens, Beshari Huyer V'Hazayis, B'yam HaShabbos, Ule Kadesh, and to sanctify Yisim HaShabbos. The Vilti HaSayis Boi Kol Molocha. If you'll do that, Uvohu V'Shari Pasuk Chafei, Uvohu V'Shari Huyer HaZayis, Molochim V'Sonim, Yeshim, and it will come. Then kings, there's a uvohu, now is the promise. If you'll do what I tell you, then kings and princes, Yeshvim who sit, al kisei David, who are Yeshvim who ride, Barechav and horses, Uvasus, chariots and horses, Heimadei, Visorehem, Ish Yehuda V'Yeshu Yishlayim, V'Yoshva Ha'ir Hazos Li'Oilam. If you only listen to what I tell you to do, then indeed that these people, they will maintain their hold on power, and they will not be a churban. Uvohu me'or Yehuda misvivos Yerushalayim, and people will ascend from the cities of Yehuda and from the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Umi'eretz ben Yamin, umi'na shvel v'lolein, umi'na or, umi'na negev, umi'vi'im. They will bring oyla. They will be a Beis Hamikdash. They'll bring oyla. V'zevach, a sacrifice, a mincha, meal offering, the levoin, the frankincense, umi'viyet, soida, and gift offerings, thanksgiving offerings, based Hashem. V'im lo yisishmu elai. But if you're not going to listen to me, l'kadesh Hashem HaShabbos, l'vilti tzeis, and not to bear, seis masa, carry burdens, uvo, b'shari yushlam b'yam HaShabbos, then I got bad news to tell you, fellows. V'hitzati eish b'shoreha. I'm going to set fire to the walls of the city, the Achla, Armenois, Yerushalayim, and the palaces of Yerushalayim will be consumed, v'loitzichta, and it will not be burnt. This pasuk that we just read is a very frightening pasuk, and it's quoted by a lot of Sfarim that Shabbos, and that is for the Chilul Shabbos. Hashem here is warning fire. There's going to be a fire. Fire every year, Achmanu Litzlan, there's a fire. It's one of the most horrifying things to hear about, fire anywhere, any type of fire. It's just horrifying. All the stories of fire, look what happened a year and a half ago. Achmanu Litzlan, the 7 children of the Sassoon family. So it's frightening. No one, and don't get me wrong, no one today can tell you why things happen. Chas v'shalom. That Shaykh says Jerusalem, no one knows any of the secrets of why things happen, but we have to be take very seriously is that a segula, that there should not be a fire, is Shmir Shabbos. Okay, that's the given. If a fire happens, it doesn't in any way mean Chas v'Shalom, it's because there was Chilul Shabbos. Chas v'Shalom, v'Chas v'Shalom, to say such a thing. But if you want preventive medicine, there's no greater segula for a fire than Shmirah Shabbos. Much better than having in your home the sefer of Rufal Rezil HaMalach. Zila Malach, a safe Yitzira. Okay, or you can buy an Eichler and another guy. Okay.
He has a very surprise.
This is Manish a Kleinekite to Kneged the skula of a good Shmira Shabbos. The Nizr Shmir Shabbos is a million times better than all of these hocus pocus.
Together it's better.
Together, okay, no one's saying, this is tradition, it's tradition. But this is something which is often quoted in Sfarim, to be careful in Shmir Shabbos, even if you're not such a big Shabbos person, but at least it's a segula for a Sreifa. At least that, maybe that should get you scared in order to enhance the Kedusha of Shmir Shabbos.
Why can you buy that? I don't know.
What?
Why can you buy
it? Yeah. Yeah. It's a little tea. Either you can buy a real safer. They print it now. They printed out a leather-bound copy, a nice, safe Rizil Mahal. No one knows. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. No one knows. It's a Kabbalah safer. It's a Kabbalah safer about the creation of the world. There's probably no one today that knows even one word of what it means.
It's written in Hebrew or in Aramaic?
It's Hebrew. And they've already, I'm sure they've already put, they've retyped it. Beautiful icy ice. I probably know. Not even one person can tell you two lines of what the world is talking about. And because it's a segula, so they printed also. They printed it in teeny teeny size. I think they'll have it on their smartphone also. It's a school for the smartphone. Stuck up in smoke.
The smartphone won't go out of fire.
The lithium battery shouldn't explode on you. So it became a little bit of a joke almost. The Rizil HaMalach and also say for Yitzira. This is a clinic. The real thing is Shmira Shabbos, specifically Hoitzah V'Hachnasa. And if you have an Erev and you use the Erev, good for you. But at least check to make sure the Erev is operational. At least be nizer, at least in that. The Erev, even the best Eruvim, is not operational every single Shabbos. It's always inevitable that the Erev goes down. Even the best Erev will go down every once in a while. So the nizer in Shmir Shabbos is critical to this. Let's see, finish up these words over here in the Metzudos. Pasuk of Dalet. Im Shamaya, if you listen, Im Atah Tishmuni Laila Vudi Havi, if you'll be listening, you'll be listening not to carry. Lekadesh Hashabbos Leval Asoyis by Shum Melacha. Do not carry and do not do any Melacha. Uvo Oz Yevo B'Shah. Then you will be secure. The kings of David will remain Al Kisei David with an Elohim Al Kisei Hamelucha. Umusal Melacha. Berechem and Chariot. Bemerkavach Asu Lurchay Va. Air Force One. State of Israel now, you know, they're purchasing now an Air Force One. You read about this? The Medina Yisrael.
What happened?
They're buying for $700 million.
The monthly maintenance.
What?
I have to figure what the monthly
maintenance. How much money maintenance? So it costs $700 million to buy an old plane. No, $70 million.
Right. 70. Air Force One?
70. Used the, they're buying a plane, a used, an old plane, and they're going to refurbish it with all the best technology to copy America to make it into the Israeli equivalent of Air Force One for the Prime Minister.
All that's missing is an Israeli Obama.
So that's what it says. It says here they're gonna sit Al Kisei David. The Prime Minister has a special residence there. It's wrong.
Yes. They're just rebuilding it for, like, I think, 600
million shekels. Yeah, they say they have a White House, such a thing.
It's on Karen K. Yemes and...
That's
the president's house.
The prime minister's is around the corner.
No, they have a special residence. They talk a blue house, such a thing.
The president's house is on...
Central Park West.
This is on the Hendrick.
Okay, let's go weiter. So it says here, look at this. There's such a thing. There is such a thing in Chazal to have an Air Force One. That's what it says. It says Al Kisei David, Ritzonelam Al Kisei Melucha, that's the palace, Umusav Al Malachim, Bereche, Bimirkava, also Lirkov Ba. There's the beast. And there is Air Force One. There's a special chariot for the Melech. Uvasusim Hamoshim Merkava Hema Hamalachim Ma'ish Yehuda Anshe Yehuda Miyetzer Ha'am VYoshvecha Tiam Yoshevis VaNoshim. They will be established. Ubo Yevo VaNoshim Ari Yehuda VeNashil VeLolins VeNarim HaYoshim VeEmek VeNanegev HaYoshim VePasadom. On the southern side, Mevim VeHema VeHema Yu Mevim Oyel VeZemach VeMehem Yu Mevi Carbon Toidel Beis Hashem. They will continue to serve Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. VeYimloy. Then we have the frightening pasuk. Ve'itzati oz evar eish b'sharecha v'tisrei for armanos v'loy sichbe ad tisrei for hakol. Oh, everything has been burnt. Rashi uvo. There is no Rashi. One pasuk uvo kmo ulovo. Okay, Radak. Let's see. We do very quickly the Radak. You want to wait until tomorrow to do the Radak? You want to do it now? It's very, very late. Where? How far is Radak? He brings in a couple of Midrashim. There is no. So it's a little. We'll do tomorrow because it's very late already. So we'll do this tomorrow.